obviously, but boy, I was really impressed with Seton Hall. I thought there was a well-coached team. They played exceptionally well. They pitched well. They did everything well. They did everything well. So, tough weekend. Poorly coached weekend by me. I got to get better.
Schnabel and Hebert came in at the end for their debuts. What did you make of that?
We got to get them better. We got to get them better. No, we do. We got to get them better. I'm doing a horrible job of coaching right now, and I've got to get them. I got to get this group a little bit better. We'll start working on it. Don't have a lot of practice days ahead of us, but that's okay. We got some games coming up. But you know, they competed. I mean, I think they went out there and did the best they could.
Trent Gilbert coming out after the second inning.
Yeah, he just needs a rest. Okay. You know, he needs a little rest. I think he's wearing down a little bit. So we gave him a rest.
For Long Beach, who pitches on Tuesday?
You know what? We don't know that yet. We're going to figure that out here and probably either later tonight or early tomorrow morning.
Is there a chance that it's Hamlin and Crawford, considering they only went?
No, well,
or with the four games next weekend.
That's a good idea. I mean, it's an idea I thought about, but I haven't really talked to my staff yet.
Okay.
But there is a chance of that, yes. Yes.
And will the lineup switch around for Tuesday too? Like,
there is a possibility. Yeah, there's a possibility we may stay with, give Michael Horde a few more opportunities. You know, he deserves it. And so that would, if we do that, that would mean Raymer would probably be at second, and Gilbert would be DHing possibility. Okay. But I haven't decided that yet either.
So is Raymer a better option defensively?
He's got a little bit more range. Right, yeah, okay. He's got a little bit more range. He was hurt last year, but he's got a little bit more range. He made a really nice play on the hole today. Yeah.
And at third.
Yeah.
First game.
Yeah, he's got a little bit more range, a little bit more athletic.
How is Parmenter progressing?
Okay. I was happy with him and Board. I thought they both did okay. You know, they're both very, very young on the mound. Obviously, you know, disappointed that Cody had a rough outing, and Nathan, I was really hoping those guys would come in and do a good job. But, you know, they'll get opportunities in the next few days with all these games coming up. But I like the way Tyler and Board are progressing. I really do.
So are they kind of the first option?
Yeah. Well, guys, yeah. Right? Yeah. Yes, right now, without a doubt, yeah. Out of the pen, yes. Board and Parmenter.
And Kingery batting leadoff.
Yeah, he did a good job. Yeah, he did a good job. I thought he did a real good job. He got some hits, got a couple stolen bases, got on base for us, which is what you want.
Is that just kind of because of the last week and a half that he's had that he got moved up to leadoff?
Yeah, well, we wanted to change some things around. That didn't really do much in the second game, but we wanted to at least take a look at a few changes.
And then the decision to pitch Crawford in the
first game.
In the first game.
Well, I really wanted to win that game because we wanted to win two out of three, so I wanted to go with a sure thing. I thought he would be a sure thing. And, you know, Morgan's a young guy, and we gave him a start. And, you know, if we're scoring a little bit more runs, I might have given a little bit more wiggle room for him to, you know, pitch out of a jam. But I just thought we had a tough time scoring runs this weekend, so I was a little worried that we'd get behind, which obviously we did even with Cody Moffitt's situation. But, you know, my thought was we weren't scoring a lot of runs on the weekend. And so I wanted to keep it under control and give us a chance to win that game. And so that's why I took him out. And I told him that. I explained it to him. And, it, you know, when we're scoring, and you know, and who knows, hopefully in the next few games we start swinging the bats, I would have let him pitch out of a little bit more of a jam in that first. Morgan Ehrman.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. And then with all the games coming up soon, how does that throw off your plans for moving this team forward? Does it
do no, anything? Probably games are, like? No, I think games are probably the best thing we can do right now. In a real strange way, I think practices, you know, they look good in practice. I mean, we had a couple guys pitch today that in the inner squad on Tuesday were magnificent, like lights out, beautiful. I mean, fantastic, and they obviously did a very good job today. So I think games are probably what we need right now to see, again, find out who exactly can do it in a game setting versus a practice and inner squad. I think for the most part, these guys are used to practice and inner squads. They got to get comfortable playing against an enemy and lights on and scoreboard on and white lines down and all the rest. No, I mean, there's a difference. There's a huge difference. Like I said, there were a couple guys on Tuesday. I sat behind home plate, and, whew, it was beautiful. Fantastic. Gave me tremendous opportunity. You know, just like, man, oh, man, that's, I can't wait to throw these guys. And I threw them tonight, and it didn't look all that great. So we need games. We do need games. As crazy as it may sound, we do need games. All right?
Thanks.
You need to start wearing a sweater.
I got hot. As soon as we make it, I'll let you know.